This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 7. This is letter number 2108, star, or number 2. The second letter, 2108. Baruch Hashem, this is the 30th day of Lemem Tes Moinim. It's called Lemat Moinim. To the 49 days that you count, the 30th day of the 49 days. Hey Tovshin Yud Gimel, New Tovshin Gimel, Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe is addressing this to the Honorable philanthropist and with great titles over here, God-fearing and activist and exceptional character traits, Yitzchak Alamaliach, Avrich Yitzchak Alamaliach, Shalom Uvracha. So this is from Morocco, this fellow. He says, I heard from Reb Shlomo Sheyichya Matasov, I heard, from the note that you received from one of the children. I guess one of the children wrote him a nasty and a very offensive note to this rabbi. So the Rebbe says, it seems like these youngsters are fit what our sages of blessed memory has said, that nar means, from the Loshon Ninodi Metoiro Mitzvos, that they are removed themselves, they shake off Torah Mitzvos. In other words, they're not especially positive youth. The Rebbe says, for sure, I don't have to tell you, don't pay attention at all and at all. Don't let it bother you at all at all. But only for this point, the Rebbe says, look, the fact that it got them so angry, again, I'm not sure exactly what they wrote, but the fact that they got so angry, that means that your activities in saving the children, the sons and daughters of Israel, from the network of kefira, of the denial, God forbid, and to bring them closer to Yerushalayim and Torah mitzvahs, has brought positive results. That's why there is such objection to him, because the success that he's had. So the Rebbe says, self-understood, that you have to increase with more strength and to stay strong on your guard. Because if we say that one who saves even one Jewish soul is as if you have fulfilled, sustained the whole world, how much more for those who are able to, that you save many, many lives, many Jewish souls. And this, the Rebbe has written to this fellow earlier, encouraging him for the work that he was doing to reach out to the youngsters and bring him to the yeshiva, to the school, and to Yiddishkeit. The Rebbe says we can also sweeten this matter based on the saying of the Baal Shem Tov with the titles that we heard from my father-in-law, with the titles over here, that each and every one of the Jewish people is so special, so dear to before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, endlessly more than a only son who was born to his parents at their older age. So can you imagine how much God loves everyone? Parents who didn't have children for the longest time, at their old age they got an only son. Hashem loves us even more than that. No need to prolong more for you. May the blessed Hashem and the Yisalah prolong your days and years, good years, healthy years, and strengthening Yiddishkeit in the spirit of Yisrael Sava, of the real Jewish tradition, with pure fear of heaven, with blessings of success, and to receive the Torah with simcha ubipnimius, with joy in an inner. So this guy was actively, and the Rebbe told him not to, the Rebbe was encouraging him not to get affected by some of the nasty notes that they sent him. The Rebbe says, on the contrary, it must be because he's being effective and because he's accomplished so much. That means that his activities are really working well. And the Rebbe says that even saving one child is a full world, how much more so for many children, especially when we take into the consideration that the Baal Shem Tov says that Hashem loves every Jew and they're so dear, just like a parent would love a child that was born at his old age. Okay, very interesting.